Dustin, first opportunity we've had to discuss the appointment to the World Cup. How excited are you about coming up here in the fall?
I'm super excited. It's my first one. I guess first World Cup for all of us, but first time doing a U.S. thing.
An opportunity like that, how much does it just add to kind of for your mindset of, you know, what's been a tough year for everybody here this year?
It's just got to stick with it and, you know, worry about, you know, little things and, you know, just kind of keep the game sharp and, keep pushing.
Is the World Cup kind of like all-star, you know, need to be recognized by others?
I guess you could kind of, you know, go that way with it. You know, there's, you know, so many good players out there, and to get picked, it's an honor.
It's been a tough homestand, obviously, for the team here to start off. Just kind of the mindset for you players here as you try and continue to move forward despite the lack of success?
Well, everyone's, you know, trying to earn a job for next year. I mean, it doesn't matter if you have a contract, but you know, you're trying to keep your spot. You're, you know, your first line to the fourth line, you know. You're trying to, you know, show them that you're going to come to work no matter what.
You've never pulled the USA sweater on before, right?
No.
What do you think that's going to be like?
It'll be exciting. Super, super excited to do it, and just can't wait to start.
What do you think got you on their radar this time?
That's a good question. I haven't asked that one yet.
I mean, what have you improved on, you think, if it's, over the years?
I think it's just, you know, my game's just kind of, you know, not as high risk as it, you know, has been in the past. And I think, you know, bring it to a smaller ice sheet, I think, you know, think of a bigger physical guy more, too. And, you know, hopefully get to play.
On the conference call with Team USA, they mentioned also that they thought you committed much more than maybe in the past. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't do, you know, a real lot more, but, you know, as you get older, you got to keep doing more and more just to, you know, keep up with these young kids.
What's Charlie Huddy brought to you over the last 5 years, you know, talked about here before, your development?
Charlie, wow, so much. He's, you know, he's always in your ear, you know, always, you know, just giving you just, you know, great little tips. And, you know, when the game's not going well, he's not afraid to, you know, ease it up a little bit and, you know, tell me a joke or something, kind of get me in my, where I'm better, you know, when I'm smiling and, you know, having fun and not thinking so much.
The team here hasn't been able to put any dent in this deficit to the playoff spot lately. How frustrated are you that you haven't been able to make up any ground?
It's not easy. It's just something you got to come to work every day. That's all we can do is, you know, come and, you know, every day is a new day, and, you know, all you can do is hope the guy next to you is going to, you know, come to work too and work.
After last season, I guess you never envisioned this. What kind of season did you envision?
You know, I wasn't expecting to be number one, but, you know, I think when you look at what we had and, you know, you figured you'd be sitting in, you know, middle of the pack, you know, still fighting, you know, to make it, but, you know, a little higher up.
A lot of people still consider this team's future to be real bright with the young guys here. What makes you believe, you know, on a long-term basis, things might turn for the better?
Well, after a while, eventually these players got to start panning out, right? Eventually they got to be good. So, I mean, just with the organization, you know, Chevy, and they've done some, you know, great job in, you know, picking players and picking, you know, where they're going to fit in the lineups, and, you know, kind of got faith in, you know, what they've done, and so that's the reason, you know, I've stuck around.